Navalny has repeated accusations that Vladimir Putin was behind her husband's death, something the Kremlin denies. Our Moscow correspondent, Diana Magnay, says many questions remain around how Mr. Navalny died and that his widow is looking for answers.
The investigative outlet Bellingcat, who worked together with Alexei Navalny to uncover who it was behind his poisoning in 2020, she will be working together with them now to try and identify what it was that killed him.
Police say a 10-month-old baby was among three young children found dead at a house in Bristol yesterday. A 42-year-old woman's continuing to be questioned on suspicion of murder. Chief Inspector Vix Hayward-Mellon says it's a deeply distressing tragedy.
The death of such young children is a great shock to the whole community. I know people will be eager to have answers, but the major crime investigation team are in the very early stages of what will be a highly sensitive, complex and thorough investigation.
Ofcom's launched an investigation into whether a GB news programme featuring Rishi Sunak in County Durham last Monday broke impartiality rules. It's received 500 complaints since it aired, with many saying no alternative view was offered. A man will spend just under 18 months in prison after being convicted of intent to supply laughing gas. Thomas Salton, who's 30 and from Essex, is the first person to be convicted since nitrous oxide was classified as a banned substance in November. A survey's found the most common energy-related argument in British households is about leaving the lights on in empty rooms. Uswitch says around 40% of families squabble over when or how long the heating is on. And Tony Mowbray is taking leave from his day-to-day management of Birmingham to receive medical treatment. Assistant boss Mark Venus will take charge until he's back. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Looking a bit grim in Brentwood at 13 degrees, light rain showers and a moderate breeze, but can't see any sunshine at the moment. Tomorrow's more or less going to be the same, and Wednesday looks like it's going to be raining. Thursday, possibly, on Friday, you might get a little bit of sunshine.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle on this Monday afternoon here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through till 1. Sitting here in my dirty trainers, by the way. I have got other clothes on. I woke up this morning, and because I'd been out for a little stroll yesterday over at Thames Chase, I'd put on my quite nice, actually, trainers that I bought last year. They're kind of trainer, a bit smarter than trainers. And I walked through a load of mud. And I haven't cleaned them. So I've got on my classic, you remember my silver shoes? Martin Jeffries from MJ Media is always laughing about them. He said, have you got your space shoes on? And I have, and they are filthy, but they're so comfortable. They are really bad. I mean, they literally look like they're falling to bits, but I'm looking at them now, but I'm still wearing them. And I haven't got any socks on today. I know, look at me. I've got my jumper on, but it's not feeling too cold, I feel, at the moment. You know, it's not too bad. Finally got my stool fixed. That doesn't sound correct. Let me add that again in a different way. I bought a dressing table. I haven't done the bedroom. I bought a dressing table. The bed's got to go and I've got other stuff, but I managed to get this dressing table. I've been looking at it and it had gone up by about 50 quid and I was just getting really angry with myself. And they had a sale and I don't think actually it was still 50 quid more expensive. I don't know why it gone up that much, but I wanted a dressing table. You can sit in front of it, okay, where there's a gap, because sometimes I don't have them, and lots of drawers. Anyway, so it's really good. I'm going to change the handles, I think, because they're just plain white and they look a bit boring. But I got the stool fitted yesterday because I was going to do it myself, and for some reason I cannot read instructions. Well, I probably can. I mean, I can use lots of different software as well, but I have to learn it on the hoof. As they say, I can't sort of do, I should really do courses and stuff because I love using my video editing stuff and my music recording stuff. But for some reason, I cannot do any form of instructions. Even my new heater, my new boiler that I had fitted about a month ago, which is fabulous, by the way. But yeah, who wants to pay that amount of money for a boiler? Anyway, but that comes with instructions and I couldn't even look at that. I couldn't even look at that. I just something about instructions of me not good. So luckily, the stool was put together by somebody else. Otherwise, I know I would have sat on it and it would just have crumbled because I can't be bothered to follow them. And terrible. I don't know if you're like that as well. Maybe that's just a thing. I don't know. We've all got our little... mine's washing, fresh washing. I'm always doing washing and then I can never put the washing away. Also, the mirror that I had, you remember I said I bought this charity shop mirror about a year and a half ago, had plans to paint it, and it was quite a retro-looking mirror, and it fell over on the landing, and I kept putting it up, and I felt so, when I was off, I felt so poorly, it fell on the landing, flat down, and it didn't break, and I thought, fine, that's fine, I can't be bothered to pick it up, I don't feel well, so I'm not going to do it. So what I was doing is walking on it to get to the office. Anyway, I kept thinking to myself, Michelle, you know, you can't keep standing on the back of this mirror because as I did it, it went and smashed to pieces. But luckily, that's been taken away. Thank you very much to the person that took it. I don't know, I'm a thorough or a bit weird with like the bin collections. You never know when they're going to turn up because it's a bit hit and miss. And then if you put the wrong thing in your bin... by accident, I don't do it often. I put in some polystyrene and something, and it was like, no, didn't take that. So I had to give it to somebody else to take and get rid of. But I think they're going to charge £80 a year now to pick up the green bin. It's like, I don't think so. I'll just dump it in the garden. Or I'll get a composter. I'll do that. And I think they've got plans for a food bin. Do you have food bins here in Brentwood? I don't know. I don't like the sound of them. I think they're just going to attract rats, and I won't be using one. So, yeah, they can forget about that. I'm not using it. I put my rubbish in. We've got three different bins. I'm lucky because I've got a side part to my house. If you haven't, you've got to have them stored like, outside the front of your house, which is just rubbish, literally. But the food scrapings, I put them in the bin. And then I do separate out all the cardboard and all the bottles. I don't mind doing that. You know, that's okay. You know, I've got a little recycling basket in the kitchen, which I put my stuff in. Always gets filled up with loads of stuff. But food scrapings, I put them in the bin. I'm not putting them in a separate... It makes me ill. I can't do that. Having it outside, what, for days on end? Rats all in it? You must be joking. Who's going to do that? I suppose they'll fine you if you don't. Come and find me. Well, they know where I live, don't they? The number's on the bin.
They saw what I saw. They would fall the way I fell. But they don't know what you want. Baby, I would never tell. If they knew what I know, they would never let you go. So guess what? So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental. I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Must be an angel. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind, and I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. 'Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Explain, ooh, you must be an angel.
So if I get jealous, help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m. contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Phoenix FM.
Is Kill a Star, Got Me All Wrong, taken from the self-titled debut album. From the 1st of March it comes out at killstar_band. Now we should see Scott Ross bobbing past the window very soon. Not seen him for ages, a couple of weeks. He was really kind though, because when I was off with COVID, he did send me a message saying, go to the doctors! He just kept saying, go to the doctors. And it was like one of those things when you got COVID or any kind of thing where you can't really put your finger on why you're ill, but you are. You're not well enough to come out. But there was no real thing I could go to the doctors about. I couldn't even get out of bed, really. I mean, I got out of bed and went on the sofa. But at the weekend, I still felt a little bit ropey at the weekend. I did come in Thursday and Friday last week, but it just shows you how it knocks you out. And I think the older you get, the more it can kind of affect you, I think, possibly as well. Although I do know a lot of young people get COVID and it knocks them out. I've had three vaccines, I think, from the very first one when they came out. The second one, though, I tell you, I was in the car and I do have tinnitus on and off. Okay, so because I've sung in bands for years and it is the noise of the band. Anyway, I had the second vaccine and I was in my car and literally I just got in the car and then I heard and it just like the noise. I thought, what is that? It's something outside. And then I realised it was in my head and it did last. It did last quite a while and then it went off. But it was really peculiar. Really peculiar. But anyway, do you know what, as a kid, I probably did have vaccines, but I don't know if we had that many available when I was a kid. I think because I had like mumps. I mean, I don't even know anyone has mumps now. I had measles. I had German measles. Mumps was the funniest one because you sort of go, I can't hear very well. And then you look at your face and your mum would be going, oh, and then all the side of my face. And then I got chicken pox. That's another one, childhood one that I had. And I was on holiday in a caravan with my sister. And I think I was about 11. And I was staying down at somewhere called Pevensey Bay, I think it was. And somebody nicked my monkey. I used to have a little monkey that I used to take everywhere with me. I was a peculiar child. And they stole it and they shoved it down a well. We did find it because I was crying my eyes out. My monkey. I remember that. Anyway, but the thing was, I started feeling unwell. There was something in my eye and I remember rubbing my eye. And then I just came up everywhere in chicken pox, and I had one right on the inside of my eye, on that lid bit by your eyelashes, and on the bottom, which I've got a couple of eyelashes missing, but they were everywhere, all over my face, all in my hair. My sister, I remember, she just sort of had to call my dad and he came to pick me up. And then I remember my mum giving me the pink chamomile lotion, I think it's called. That's what anything you add, she's like, take that. So I put it all over, you know, she dabbed me all over my face. And I remember looking in the mirror and I went, ah, because I was obviously covered in all these horrible scabs. And she said, don't touch them, don't pick them, because you'll get pot marks. Like, ah. Just looking, and my eye was all swollen up, and they were everywhere. Because I didn't realise you can get them in your eye, but I had them in my hair and everywhere. that I was covered in them. The only scar I got one little scar on my face, and my part of my eyelashes were missing. But that was the thing. Never look at yourself when you're covered in camomile lotion and you're covered in chicken pox. Otherwise, you get. And isn't it funny when you're younger, you always cry and look in the mirror, don't you? You do that face. Say that. I'm joined in the studio by Scott Ross. He immediately walked in and went, "How are you feeling?" I was like, "Feeling all right." I do sound a bit miserable, but you've got news now. Your wife, Mrs. Scott Ross, is friends to a lot of famous people.
No, she ain't got a friend. She's got a one of these things on Facebook that says
a friend's request.
Kind of like a friend request.
Yeah, from yes. Who is it?
From the King.
Not King Charles.
Yes.
Well, you
yes.
thought he's got yes. enough on his plate being ill, and he's asked your wife to
I
be a friend.
How that works. I have to say.
Well, she's
no
very
idea.
Classy. Never asked me.
There you are. There is the request.
Wow, King Charles wants to be your friend.
I don't know. And I've received a similar request from a woman in Nigeria.
Well, it's kind of similar. You just have to be careful. My mum used to get those all the time. And I say, don't add them. In fact, on TikTok, I always get... who is it? It's Peter Frampton. I liked one of his comments. I liked one of his posts. I like Peter Frampton. Yeah. Classic sort of 1970s guitarist. Still going today. He's an amazing player. There's lots of people that once you do that, then they start creating fake accounts. So I've had today about... 15 Peter Frampton's adding me, because you can add people on TikTok and like them, and really what you need to do, as soon as you see that it's a fake account, you have to go through and block them. Otherwise you end up with too many people that are not going to interact, and they're more or less bots, you know. But it's never him. It's never him, because I always go and check and he's got like 5 followers or something. So I was hoping it was going to be. I was like, oh, the first time it happened, I was like, oh my God, Peter Frampton's following me. He wasn't following me at all.
There you are.
Yeah,
I don't suppose it's the king then.
Well, I don't know. It might be, because he might be saying, do you want to come to a garden party? But don't bring that Scott Ross, because we've heard all about his rude stories that he does on his show. You've got a guest again today.
I have. Yes, I have. Yeah, it's Mike Davis once more.
Lovely.
And we're going to be looking at Essex Martyrs. And then in the second hour of the show, we're going to be looking at G-Strings.
What, live in the studio?
Well, no, sadly not.
You've seen the... Yes, I was going to do that story, but I thought you might do that story.
Oh, you saw it, did you?
Yeah, that's not with Mike. You're not going to be talking G-Strings with Mike.
No, sorry, it's just
the way you said it. I was like, oh, really?
This is something in Australia, down on the Gold Coast. Yes.
I've noticed this. You know, when I was on holiday the last couple of years, I'm like, look, because I normally wear shorts and like a bra top or something. I did have a swimming costume, but I didn't realise that it was see-through at the back until the 8th day of the holiday, when I turned around and I said to my friend, did you not know? I thought it's meant to be like that. I said, what, you can see my bum crack. I said, what, did you think I went out deliberately? I said, it's like this. It's like sheer where it was so old. And then I bought myself a swimming costume that had a skirt on it, and then when I looked at myself in the mirror, that went straight in the bin. I was like, never ever wearing that. It cost me about 50 quid. But I have noticed over the years that if you've got a great figure, that is fine, you know.
Yeah.
And you won't have the great figure forever normally, so enjoy it while you can. But a lot of the swimming costumes for women, they don't have anything on the bum. It's just like you got 2 globes, you don't know where to look. I mean, when I was on the beach a couple of years ago, there was this really young girl, very attractive, beautiful figure. And I could look at a woman's figure that I'll never have and I never have had. Mm. And you go, wow, what must be like to have a figure like that? If you're a bloke, you never look, especially if you're with your wife or your girlfriend. Don't even go in that direction, even with sunglasses on, because, you know, it's not never a good move.
Well, but this is always to say to me, if you catch one, you can keep.
Yeah, well, there's not much chance. But this girl, she was standing not too far in front of me, and I was sat on the beach reading, and she did love herself a little bit, and she was walking along and she didn't have any swimming shoes on. Now, I wear them, they look hideous, but you can't, where I normally go on holiday, can't go in and out the sea without them. And she was like going, ooh, into the sea. We're like, no top on, just a pair of pants. Yeah. And you know what, I sat there from behind my book, and I'm horrible, I was willing her to fall flat on her face in the sea. I was willing it, but she didn't. And then she went and walked around the rocks, and again I was like, I hope she falls out. Isn't that awful? Because she would have really injured herself. But that's what I was sat there, reading my book with sunglasses on, and in my head, you never know what people are thinking, you see. And I'm thinking, go on, I hope you fall off, showing off like that.
Well, I recall hearing about some guy who threw himself into the sea on one of these, I think he was going to go on a surfboard or whatever it was, and he completely missed, and he ended up sort of splat on the floor, and the whole beach erupted.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Yeah.
There you are.
But you do, I mean, when you're on holiday, I don't care. If I want to go for a swim, I go for a swim. I don't care on holiday, because life's too short. Why would you be? Who really cares? If somebody next to you looks at you and thinks, you're a fat old blob, well, so what? It doesn't matter, does it? You just got to enjoy yourself.
That's right.
You know, especially all the nudist beaches that you go to. Right, moving on, 12:35. I better do a little bit of events, I think.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, this evening, New Orleans Jazz Cafe with a Big Easy Five at the Folds Arts Centre, Langdon Road in Billericay. A free jazz session with a Big Easy. It's got here Just Feed the Kitty. Coffee and biscuits, tea available as well. And you can find out more if you go to allwsphoenixfm.com under the events guide.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pick for pleasure and profit.
Are you ready?
Sorry. busy trying to measure your intention. What do you want from me? How much will it be?
No more than you're willing to give.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure ain't nothing for this good love.
All right. And I won't make you promises. I'll just do all I can to be your lover.
Bye. float and it constantly you're making me feel like you and I could be real. Yeah, but then you're flipping the game. You walk away, you turn your back, baby. Stop treading on me, baby. 'Cause I'm mystified, yeah. And you know I try, baby. I just can't get through to you. Tell me
what you gonna do.
I don't know
what you gonna say.
I ain't sure.
Always the same.
All the time, yeah.
Never.
Taking all that I can, I've given to you my all, but you don't seem to respond, baby. Oh, I can't stand all this waiting, 'cause my patience is fading. Pretty soon I'll be gone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's rectify it. You can't deny it, yeah. The way that you feel for me, tell me.
A classic track, Will Young there with Your Game, Links with Intuition, and then we had Luther Vandross and Janet Jackson with Beth Sings in Life of Three.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now let's have a look. Brook Street roundabout is fine with the traffic around there. Temporary traffic signals due to construction on the A1023 London Road both ways at Spittle Lane, causing a bit of congestion. A128 Ingrave between Herringate and Ingrave, very, very busy in that area at the moment, causing some congestion. Also on to the Wilson's Corner from the Ongar Road, a little bit busy there as well. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run if you're heading up towards the M11. Not a problem at the moment. The A12 ongoing roadworks between junction 13 and 16 in both directions with 40 mile an hour speed restrictions and some nighttime closures. More traffic and travel coming up with Scott Ross in the next hour.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
I really want you, I know you feel it. You say you want me, but do you mean it?
Track so hot. I'm going to be chatting to Carlos Abril and possibly Amelia Rose on Wednesday about their music. I've been loving this song called Distance, and I have played it on the show quite a bit, so I thought I'd play it again for you now.
Bring it back tonight, cause I called you my. I know every time something happens in the sky. Bring it back tonight, cause I called you my.
eyes through the crowd. Cause tomorrow you're mine.
To speak to Carlos Abril and possibly Amelia Rose. Not too sure she's going to be chatting, but talking about the track Distance, which I've been playing out lots on the show. Found him on TikTok and just loved the hook. It was literally like a 10-second hook, and just absolutely loved it. So can't wait to chat on Wednesday. Just give it to 12:24. You've got Scott Ross coming up next with a bumper show, as always. Plus loads more coming up. Or check out all the W's phoenixfm.com.
We'll find the way. That's just someday.
I'm going to leave you with some Lisa Stansfield. We carry on. That's right after Scott Ross's beautiful, beautiful promo. Have a great afternoon. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Stay tuned for more.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 Show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.